We welcome our guest, Lachelle Griffin. Lachelle, how are you?
I'm great, HJ. How are you?
Just fine. One question.
Yes.
Are dreams possible?
Oh, definitely they are. Yes, they are. I'm a living testimony to that. And we are so excited about spreading the good news about dreams being possible to everyone who will listen and make it a part of their hearts and go after their dreams. That's what it's about.
How have you lived your dream?
Well, you know, being able to be free to dream and step out in faith is so important to who you are as you become, you know, sure about yourself and whatever craft you have. And I've been able to live my dream working with my husband and our children and writing and singing and producing and just doing everything that I desired as a child. When I was growing up, I used to daydream about, you know, what I would be as I got older. And even though I lived in a poverty-stricken area, I still daydreamed and I still believed that it would come to pass. And, you know, surrounding yourself with people that also believe and also serving the Lord, that's number one. Having a relationship with the Lord and being in the right church, the right atmosphere, pastor, that will help you become the person that God wants you to be, will definitely put you in position to make your dreams come true. And they, you know, that is part of what's happened with me. And just being able to, you know, not limit myself because of my age or my color or the fact that I'm married or have, you know, five children, that's, you know, all those good things have been an asset to, you know, the person that I am today.
You mentioned being able to be free. Let's talk about that big song, Free. Tell us about that, and did you think Free would take you where it has taken you?
You know, I did not at the time, because this was my first project that I worked on, and, you know, at the time I just thought I was singing a song and you know, just to get it out there and after winning the contest. But we have heard such rave reviews about that song and how people played it for their loved ones when they were sick, and it's been the wedding anthem for people, and this song helped so many people to break that bondage of drug addiction. Or, you know, I went back to the Lord listening to this song, and so it's been such a blessing, and I'm really honored that God chose me to sing that song to, you know, be a vessel for what God has in store for his people. So
tell us about, I know the story about the Oprah Winfrey connection, but for those who don't know, tell him what happened.
Well, back in 2004, Oprah had a contest, pretty much like American Idol, but for, I would say, more seasoned people over the age of 28. And I, at the time, didn't know it was a contest. I thought it was just Oprah granting her wishes like she normally does on her show. And I was recovering from foot surgery and woke up in time as I was medicated. Didn't really know what was going on around me, but the Lord woke me up in just, you know, the right time for her to post her P.O. box number and all of that, and said, if you want to sing, send us your tape singing your favorite song a cappella. And so I still, you know, didn't do it right away because I, you know, had the bandaged foot and, you know, wasn't able to get around a lot. But, you know, from that, I, you know, my husband and I, we talked, and he said, okay, go for it. And, you know, I sent my tape in singing Amazing Grace, and we prayed over it. And then they called and said that they were going to be coming to visit. From that, we went on to the show, the first show, the second show, and the third show. They announced me the winner. Then I find out there were over 15,000 entries for this contest once we found out that it was a contest. And so, you know, I was just so very blessed by that. And then to find out after I won that I wasn't even one of the original eight that was on the contest, on the show. So I tell you, what God has for you is for you. It doesn't matter what it looks like and what people say is about what you believe, and it's about the timing of God, what he wants for you.
The song, The Greatest Love of All. Tell us about that song and how you blew everybody away with that song.
Well, you know what? First of all, I have to say that I absolutely love Whitney Houston's voice and some of her songs that I, you know, listened to as a young adult. I always looked at them as love songs to the Lord. And so that was one of the songs that I just took and you know, sang it as though I was singing it to my children and to all the children out there that have felt depleted or less than. And, you know, what comes from the heart, it reaches the heart. And I believe that, you know, that people felt the love, the genuine love. And I love that song, just period. I love it regardless if I was to ever sing it again or not. So that, you know, a lot of people were really blessed by it.